It's time to chit chat. I'm Richard. Let's talk about what's streaming, what I'm liking, what I'm not so much enjoying, and maybe even some random tangents along the way. All right, let's chit chat. Are you ready to go just now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Daily Chit Chat, where we are continuing with Crystal Tucker to talk more about Bachelorette Katie season.
Yep.
I forget that we haven't even talked about Catman Connor.
Oh my goodness, Catman Connor. I love him. I love him for a lot of reasons. He is very sweet. Hilarious that he showed up in a cat costume.
She liked it. She must be a cat person.
She did like it. I don't think I would have liked it personally.
Not me either.
It seems a little, not really what I'm into. But but he was very sweet. He was very endearing. He seemed very, he had integrity. How do you say that? He seemed.
Yeah.
I don't know, honest? I don't know. Anyway, I liked him.
He was sweet.
He was very sweet. And he's the one who, like, wrote songs a couple times, but not in, like, a I'm trying to get famous way, but, like, a look at this funny little song I wrote for you way.
Yeah. Genuine. So,
yeah, I liked him a lot. And poor guy wound up on that one-on-one date where it was obvious Katie had friend-zoned him because there was no physical spark. And I think, he basically left the show because he was like, oh, I'm a bad kisser. Like, how bad was that kiss?
Yeah, his reflection of his time on the show was their first kiss was good. They felt something with each other, but he kind of felt like he screwed it up. So he overthought it, I think. So every time they kissed after that was him trying to be like, no, this time it will be better. But I don't think it ever was. And then finally he thought he nailed that last kiss, but that was the kiss of death for their relationship where Katie was like,
ooh, kiss of
actually,
death.
Yeah, kiss of death. Actually, I'm not that into you. But that doesn't have to do really with the kiss.
But I mean, have you ever had, like, a really bad kiss?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And if it's bad kiss, then it's just not.
It's just not going to get better.
It's just.
Right.
I don't feel like you can teach someone how to be a good kisser.
No, you can't.
It's either going to work between the two of you or it's not.
Yeah, it's you're either in or you're out.
I love Richard as Heidi Klum.
Thank you. Now all I can think of is RuPaul's Drag Race and sashay away.
Connor, I think he represented himself very well on this season. I wouldn't be mad to see him in another show because he was so sweet and endearing.
Does he go to Bachelor of Paradise? I think.
I probably. I don't know
well,
that.
Well, there's a clip.
I haven't recognized his face in any of the
Neither
trailers.
Have I. But there is a contestant that said, Katie was wrong. Connor is not that bad of a kisser. And if she's on Bachelor of Paradise, that makes me think he's on it too. Because why would she say, Katie was wrong. Connor is not a bad kisser. Although, if we want to cut into Bachelor of Paradise real quick, it looks like a hot mess, Crystal.
Yes, it does.
They're on a beach like Survivor, but unlike Survivor, there's no physical competitions. It's all about just sleeping with different former contestants.
It looks like a hot mess, and I'm going to be eating it up.
People love it. They're like, after a two-year hiatus, welcome back to Bachelor in Paradise.
It's going to be like contestants gone wild. Like
it is. And then they bring on former lovers, and they're like, oh, Susie's getting along with, you know, Sal. Just kidding. We're bringing
Piper and Joe. It's Piper and Joe. And Piper then Kendall and is coming in.
See, it doesn't make sense.
We know all the names.
Yeah, we're going to know all the names in a minute here, huh?
Yeah.
There's also a guy that speaks in a British accent on Katie's season.
Andrew,
he made it pretty far. I believe when he left, she almost asked him back. Like
she totally did. She was like,
I could talk to a producer.
Yeah. Like, if they say you can come back, would you come back?
And he's like, so I could just be voted off next week?
Right. Well, but that was the one that she really wasn't sure about.
And so then she became a little more sure.
I think if she had kept him around, he maybe would have been at least top two. But
the top two was bogus this time.
It was weird. The top four situation was just so, I mean, you know how they always say it's going to be the most dramatic season you've ever seen. It's like, no, but actually
it was,
this was the first time we've ever seen anything like this happen with the top four. So that was crazy. But Andrew was so sweet. He's very handsome, but I did not like the card that he gave her when he left.
The card she that dumped was like, him.
Yeah.
Hit me up after the show if you need me. Yeah.
Like, I liked him until that moment because I was like, well, that's weird. And that's and then for him to walk away after telling her, like, hey, I'll be here if you want me, but then she's like, well, come back, and he's like, no.
I think he meant it though, like, if you end up with Greg at the end of the show and he's an a-hole, like then hit me up, and then I'll be your second place bachelor.
It was just weird. I didn't like it. I wasn't a fan.
Yeah. So he leaves. All these people leave. Which one leaves and makes her really sad? Was it
Michael?
Michael, because of his
son,
child?
James.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think Daddy doesn't like me because he's not home.
Yeah, I think Daddy doesn't want to see me. So sad. It was so sad. And it was really sad, too, to watch, because I think that Katie really liked him. Like,
I think
that he was going to be, well, but I don't know. The trouble is, I like who she wound up with. I think that she was very into Greg. Due to a little bit of manipulation, but we'll get into that later. And then I think that she really, 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 really liked Michael.
I think so too.
I think they probably would have been top three. I don't know that Justin would have made it to top three.
Justin seemed like he wasn't supposed to make it as far as he did.
Right. Well, they just didn't have enough time together, you know? And her connection with him wasn't as strong as it was with Michael.
He's so goofy.
I love him.
He said, a lot of people tell me that I am very expressive. And I'm like, yeah, you are.
Yeah. I love him, but I don't understand his and Katie's relationship.
I don't think they had one.
No.
Didn't they do the wedding picture shoot together?
Yeah. Okay. Well, and it was cute, but it just, like, one date does not a proposal make.
Well, and they cut out a lot of the stuff, too, for some reason, that there was two parts to it. There was the wedding photos, and then they had some, like, bedroom photos. And then there was a lot. Yeah. And there was a lot of ha-ha, cheeky, funny parts that happened on the date, but they were focusing just on the serious parts in the edited show.
I didn't know that. I feel like I need to watch your recap stuff.
I love the recap. Yeah, the recap guy is good because he'll pick apart a preview and he'll be like, all right, judging by this door knock, and like, Katie, can I see you? We see the clothing on the shirt, and the shirt is green. Yeah, that means it's Greg. Look what Katie is wearing. This is what she wore when Blake is doing the Say Anything boombox scenario. And she's sad and he's cheering her up. So my calculations, according to my calculations, it looks like this contestant goes to her door, quits the show. She's sad. Blake does this. So he knows the plot points just from this outfits. Season yeah. on The Bachelorette and organizing the outfits and the manicures. This yeah. she has oh French God. Tips, and
that's
this,
all you have to do. All you have to do yeah. is look at their hands, and you know.
Yeah.
Same and then thing, it's watching Bachelor in Paradise. I know everyone that they're talking about and every image that they're showing based on the manicures.
That's so funny. And I know for the finale, he basically kind of was guessing. He's like, we all know that Katie's season wrapped up short, that they cut the season short. Did they even have a proposal at the end? Was it conventional? Let's figure it out. And then they showed the car driving in the dirt. And he's like, this leads me to believe that they did film something, some kind of a proposal, you know? Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. So he was always guessing. He was like 10 steps ahead of yeah. the editors, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, and the reason it was so short is because the two of the top four self-eliminated.
Yeah.
Which, like, can you imagine being that lead and two of your top four are just like, no, sorry,
bye. It's frustrating.
It would just destroy me. I don't know. Like, if half of your, like, strongest connections are just like, no, there's not really a strong enough connection for me to stay. What? You would second guess yourself to no end.
I know. Well, do you want to talk more about the drama that ensues tomorrow?
Tomorrow. We're talking about Greg?
Yeah, let's talk about Greg tomorrow.
Okay, I love it.
All right, see you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.